okay.
All right, everybody stay standing up. Everybody can stand up. There we go. Okay, now. You know, I usually hand out candy before we start everything. This morning, I don't know that I have enough to go around. So what I'm going to do is we'll just line everybody up. So who wants to go number one? You're number one? All right, right up front, right here. Right there. All right, number two, who wants to be second? Somebody got to raise your hand. Who wants to be second? All right, there you go. Come on here. Travis wants to be second. My third. Okay, there you go. Four. Come on around. Fifth. Come on, there you go. All right, sixth.
I want to be last.
Who wants to be sixth?
You don't want to be sixth.
Who's sixth? Somebody's got to go. There we go.
I am.
All right, seventh. And eighth. Okay, we got everybody here. So now, here we go. All right, let's see. We have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And so we're going to start at eight and go to one.
Jesus said the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
My goodness. All right. Everybody have a seat now. Up there. There you go. Well, that was a little surprising, wasn't it?
Take this.
And that is one of the verses, as Pastor Karen said. Another one, I believe it's Matthew 10:43, that states somewhere along the lines that to be great, you must be a servant. So as we just learned in that lesson right there, God wants us to help others and to not always just want things for ourselves. Now, Mr. Christian here would have done exactly what I would have done when somebody's passing out stuff. I want to get right up front. I want to be the first person there. And that is the normal way of most humans today. That's what they want. Is they want to be the very first one up there in line. But what God wants us to do is to help others and to know that from His words, He has told me, and now I tell you, that what He wants is for us to help others and to look out for them. And the ones that do that, the ones that let the person that's waiting in line just go ahead and go in front of them, God sees you as a great person. Somebody that does not think of only themselves, but of his fellow man. So that's kind of what this little lesson today was about, was to lead me into the fact that we should always ask God and look for Him in things we do. Now, I will add to that, if you're somewhere and somebody and you're in line and stuff and somebody always comes up there and just butts right in front of you and bullies their way in on everything, should we just give it to them and just back up and just say, it's all right, it's all right? Well, I'm going to say, and I do want to tell you all this, just because I say things up here in this children's moment, don't take it as gospel. Y'all know what that means? I may say things sometimes that aren't exactly right or other people may not agree with. So that was the other thing God, Jesus Christ, gave us was choice. We can choose to do or not do things. So when I say things, that doesn't mean it's set in stone. And that's the way it is. But what I'm saying this morning is that when somebody's doing that, there's a difference between people waiting and you being Christian and letting them go in front of you or serving other people and people that just want to run right over you. Okay, you don't fight them and slap them and knock them around, but you let the correct people know that this is going on, and then let God take care of it from there. Okay, but as we learned in this lesson this morning, first isn't always sometimes the best. Although God looks out for us, and you did get some candy, didn't you? Absolutely. Thank y'all very much for being here this morning.